All right, we're talking flu.
And, yes, we are.
It's funny. It starts every year. There's, of course, the obligatory news stories that flu season is here, blah, blah, blah. And this year, though, unfortunately, has taken quite a turn because the flu has been much more serious, hasn't it?
The flu has been serious this year, and I think it's an important reminder that sometimes there are milder seasons at Carl, and other times the flu season can be much more serious. But what is really important for everyone to remember is that the flu can be serious, and it can be deadly, and we are seeing deaths this year. But there are things that we can do, and so the flu vaccine is the best protection against the flu, and that it's not too late if someone has not received their vaccine to go get that vaccine.
You know, I've got two young girls at the house, and interestingly enough that you and I talk, both NICU graduates, both spent some time in the NICU before we got to bring them home. And these girls, I see these stories, I read these stories about children. I mean, we're not talking about people just getting sick. Unfortunately, we're talking about people dying this year, and I have to imagine that really ramps up the effort to try and get the news out to folks.
You're absolutely right. It's really heart-wrenching to hear some of the stories that we're hearing, and that we want to ensure that everyone hears the message of how important it is to do all that you can do to protect yourself and to protect the loved ones around you, and that best protection is to get the flu vaccine. It's also other important preventive measures such as, you know, avoiding people who are sick, staying home from school or work, you know, if you're sick, covering your mouth and your nose when you cough or sneeze, being sure to just simple hand washing, soap and water copiously, all the time, and avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth, etc., with germs. It's also important that the adults that are going to be around young children are getting vaccinated, because if they get sick with the flu, then they can potentially spread it to the young children who are much more vulnerable. So daycare providers, grandparents, friends, those are persons that are going to come in contact with pregnant women and young babies certainly need to also protect themselves, get the flu shot.
I was going to say, anyone with a young child understands it is impossible to keep them away. And if you're sick and you're trying to keep your kid from catching something that you have, it's so difficult because children want to be with you. I mean, they want to see you, they want to talk to you, they want to hang out with you, and your ability to try and stay away from them and keep them from getting whatever you have is so limited. And, you know, unfortunately, we're in a day and time where vaccines are under attack. And, you know, I get pitched a lot of different stuff, and you hear folks that, you know, vaccine has become some sort of dirty word. But at the same time, I mean, if you don't get a vaccine, if you're not vaccinated, and my gosh, right down the street from us here, we've had a college where there's been a mumps outbreak of all things. So, I mean, what is the message here to try and help folks understand that vaccine is not a dirty word? It's something that can then help you, and in some cases, in all honesty, save a life.
You know, there have just been multiple studies to show that the vaccine is safe and that it's effective. And so it's not a perfect vaccine every year, but again, to receive the vaccine offers some protection, and some protection is better than no protection. There are different circulating flu viruses, and so you may be exposed to one that's in that vaccine, and so, you know, thank goodness that you will have gotten that vaccine. The vaccine also can make the illness milder and of a shorter duration, and hopefully reduce hospitalizations. And so, again, it's the best protection, and we strongly encourage that a person 6 months of age and older get the vaccine, and particularly our pregnant women. We want to ensure that they hear this message of how important it is to protect themselves and to protect their newborns.
So I don't have the best memory in the world, but if I recall, you know, the sooner the better with the vaccine, because it doesn't take effect immediately, right?
That's correct. So from the time that you take the vaccine, it can take up to 2 weeks to build those antibodies. And so sometimes someone may say, well, I got the vaccine and I still got sick. Well, it could be that you were exposed to flu before you got the vaccine. But having received the vaccine could prevent you from potentially getting exposed to, you know, another form of the flu and being very, very sick. So again, it's not too late. It's important to receive it, to get it as soon as possible, to allow your body to build those antibodies up and get as much protection as you can for the remainder of this flu season.
One last thing, and you touched on it earlier. This is not the year to be a hero if you're feeling poorly and try and make it into work.
Absolutely not. If you are not feeling well, if you are having a fever, if you are having those muscle aches, the body aches, a cough, you know, et cetera, that is not the time to head into work. It is the time to stay home, to follow your provider's instructions, seek out that care. Depending on your situation, your provider may recommend some antivirals to you. And so you want to minimize spreading of the disease, but also get the kind of care that you need to reduce your chance of any serious consequence of the flu.
Dr. Waddell, I greatly appreciate the time very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.